What's up, everybody? This is Dewey Dudes, episode 125. On today's show, we chat with culture and music writer Jason Buford, whose work you've probably seen in GQ, Vanity Fair, Rolling Stone, Stereo Gum, and Pitchfork. But before we get into it, I just want to warn you all about the audio on this episode. While Emilio is traveling and touring for the next weeks, we're going to be testing out a few editing solutions. And so for this specific episode, I tried my hand at editing it. So if it's not up to usual snuff, that's why. But I think I got it to a passable place. Anyway, bear with us while we're testing things out for the next few weeks and enjoy the show.
He like talks about like drinking wine in like an article.
Drinking wine?
Yeah, it's the weirdest shit, bro.
Down in Tallahassee, Florida. Yeah, we're in the Fruity Loops with the wine.
Yeah, bro. No, it's nuts.
is that the state that's producing all the young talent these days? Florida.
I don't think it's so like localized anymore, is it?
It's very regional. Yeah. It's very regional. I mean, Wisconsin, Milwaukee's got a lot of. It's not just Giannis that is killing it in Milwaukee. Milwaukee's got a lot of young rappers who are pretty good. Then you got Michigan, of course. And then Florida. I mean, Florida's always kicking. And as long as Kodak's alive too, they'll be in a conversation for anything.
Yeah.
Well, sick. All right. Well, let's open up the show with favorite segment, all about personal care. It's called Drop the Routine. It's not just skincare related, but yeah. Any kind of skincare products you want to plug, if you have them,
any supplements. After you go into that, you know, if you're hitting the gym, just physical exercise. What are you doing to stay sane in the city, grinding on that freelance life now?
Yeah, I'm a guy who's on the move a lot, so it can be hard for me. But I think what I'm good at is I make myself a salad. I like to make myself a salad in the morning. Put eggs in that shit, capers, tomatoes. Got the dressing in there. It's surprisingly like good. Like when I was a kid, I used to be like, salads, they must suck. Yeah. It's like, no, actually, they kind of taste pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I put that in there.
You're making a salad for later in the day. Is that right?
No, I'm making a salad like when I wake up, low key.
for breakfast?
Yeah, like 11 a.m., 10 a.m. I have it. Once in a if I'm the only one in the crib, like I live with my mom, so if I'm the only one in the crib, sometimes she goes to New Jersey and take care of my grandfather. So, and that's every week. So for a few days during the week, I'm home alone. So I'll maybe like make an omelet, or whatever. But if my mom's home, she'll make like a big ass salad.
Damn. Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. She's good about that shit. So. I'm doing that. I take a little vitamin D. It's like this clear little small ass pill.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this like pill bottle that's like right near my dresser, or right on my dresser rather. It's you know, I don't know what it's doing for me, but shit.
Yeah.
I know. Might as well.
I'm trying to start taking pills. I'll try to start taking pills. I feel like anytime I take vitamins, like they're not doing shit. But
I feel like it's really hard to measure. I mean, even if you're doing it the Chris Black like injected peptides, I don't know how much like the supplement stack's really gonna do for you.
I don't know.
So you woke up, salad is tossed.
Yeah.
salad is tossed. You know, pill is. I think that's a Nicki Minaj line. Salad is tossed.
pill is swallowed.
What's next?
Yeah, ran through the salad.
I got like I'm a water guy. I don't have one of those like Girl Boss water bottles though.
Right. That's
I don't got. No. I don't got that. I'm still a plastic guy. I know that's not environmentally
friendly. You show up to the deli. You're looking at.
Well, I order from Amazon, from Whole Foods at Amazon. They bring like a whole fucking 30 pack of water. Shit. Yeah. That's right, what I like.
What brand?
What are you
brand?
Getting?
I think just the Whole Foods brand.
The Whole Foods brand.
The 365. I think Bezos has his own brand of water, bro.
365, dude. Yeah, he's got everything, man.
Yeah, man. All right. Billionaire's got everything. After that, I'm home writing, or I'm moving around, I got to get to an interview, or I got to get to a meeting, or I'm on the phone, I'm pitching stuff. I probably pitch like 5 things a day to different places.
Okay.
It's a lot, but you know, it's what you got to do if you're a freelancer. And then I try to play basketball. I try to play hoops once a week. Yeah, I try to play pickup once a week. I try to do it. There's a spot. Sandler was just at that spot that I try to play pickup at. And Chalamet. My friend Gracie saw them. It was... Shout out to Gracie. It was... it's near Film Forum. I forgot the exact name of the park, but that's where I try to hoop at. I try to hoop there. I try to hoop at Riverbank State Park in Harlem.
Yeah.
That's the one I went to when I was a kid because I'm from Harlem. So I've been there going there since I was like 15, 16. Although no one passes me the ball anymore.
What's the level like at these pickup games?
Well, in Soho, it's like better because like people will like, it's Manhattan. Yeah. It's like lower Manhattan with white people. So I think they like share the basketball a little bit more because they're like taught to do so and like, or whatever.
Yeah.
Not that black people don't pass the ball.
Yeah, they share the ball, not the wealth.
But yeah, exactly. But but in Harlem, like, in Uptown, they're not going to pass you the ball unless they know you.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, which is, it should be like that, low key. Like, it should be like that. That's how you make the medal of a man.
Yeah, you got to prove
like,
yourself, you know?
Yeah, you got to prove yourself. So, for me, like, when I was growing up, people used to pass me the ball because, like, they knew me, who I was, and then I stopped going for, like, 3 years. One guy was like, yo, where you been at? I was like, I moved. He was like, you went to jail? I was like, nah, fam. Like, did not go to prison. Yeah. But no, so now they don't pass me the ball because I'm a little bit out of shape.
Yeah.
But yeah, I try to pick up basketball.
So when you're like when you're pitching, gonna go back to when you're pitching five things a day, what's the routine of like coming up with those ideas, or do you just have like a long backlog of like things you're kind of like trying to like ideate?
I have a wide Rolodex of things. Yeah, I have a wide palette of taste. For example. One thing I pitched to Vulture a few days ago was this, I think Tom Cruise and black people are connected.
Okay, I want to hear that.
Okay,
but you can't.
Have they picked it up?
No, they have not picked it up yet.
So you could expand on this?
I could expand on this. Yeah, I pitched this to Vulture and Airmail about Tom Cruise and black people being connected. I pitched something to Vanity Fair about Doris Burke, which no comment on. Well, you know, it might happen, might not happen. We'll see. And then obviously rap stuff, right? Like, you know, obviously rap stuff. I pitched Rob 49, the New Orleans rapper who's on the Travis record. I pitched him for Rolling Stone. We'll see what happens there. So I have a wide palette of taste. And so I try to pitch a wide palette of things, you know?
Yeah.
I got a big Styles thing coming up too. So that's, you know, I try to spread the wealth a little bit.
Yeah. Is there ever like a moment where you're like, I got nothing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's times. Or no. There's times where I don't receive anything. Like I don't receive a like yes or a no.
Okay, got it.
And you just have to deal with that as a freelancer. Yeah, you just got to keep going. You got to fight through that shit. You know what I mean? Like it sucks, but you just got to fight through it. You know, like you got to just like really push through it. And what will happen is you'll get a stretch. You'll get a 2 week stretch with everything. You get everything.
Right.
And then you get a 3 week stretch where you get nothing. It's like kind of selling drugs. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Not that I would know, but it's like, it's like, you know, when you hear, I don't know, Jay-Z talk about how like, you know, in the drought, he had to sell weed, you know what I mean? So in the drought, I'll have to finally just write Substack. You know, like, that's what it's like.
And so do you feel like a lot of writers, their Substack is like their pitch graveyard?
I would assume so. I mean, I just started mine, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. I just started mine.
Is Substack still giving out like...
I don't know. I think it's really cooled off.
Given
I think
how advances, there was like that. It's cooled off. Yeah.
You think it's cooled off.
Just like, like podcasting.
There was like a Substack boom.
I know, right?
There was like podcasting.
I feel like,
But you know, you never saw any celebrities doing Substack. Whereas you saw a lot of celebrities step
Were
into.
Were there celebrities doing Substack?
I think there. I mean,
I feel like Hunter Harris is kind of a celebrity, and she
does Substack. Kind of a celebrity.
Right. Yeah. She
maybe Dua Lipa.
She got that. Did she have a Substack?
I think Dua Lipa had a Substack, or she had some kind of like publication where she was like doing fucking 10 Things I Love and Hate or some shit. I have no idea, but
I mean, definitely more celebrities doing podcasting. They sucked all the money out of podcasting, and now here we are.
I know we did the wrong thing of stepping into like the two celebrity arenas, skincare and podcasting. So
yeah.
Oh, I mean, by the way, skincare. I mean,
let's go. Oh,
I got a daily dose of Cetaphil.
Okay,
I got the Cetaphil right there, right on the dresser. You know, I'm a guy who really believes in clear skin as a black man who I really believe in clear skin. Tyler, the Creator, you know, I'm not a huge Tyler fan, I will say that is a man who has like real good skin care.
Real good skin.
He really has really good skin. And that's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Tyler, the Creator, Tracee Ellis Ross, like those, you know, there's a lot of like black celebrities who have like great skincare. It's like, yes, that's what we're talking about.
What are you doing? What are you doing in the shower?
He's thinking about pitches.
I'm thinking about pitches, bro. Low key. He's doing a hot take shower.
Yeah. Pitches and bitches.
I'm thinking about pitches and takes, bro. That's what I'm thinking. I actually think it's an Amazon brand.
Damn, Amazon Whole Foods guy.
I know. Yeah. I'm wilding with that. Well, I used to work at a Trader Joe's, and that's why I can't really get Trader Joe's anymore because I just
I'm just so
allergic to every single product and every single thing. Yeah, I don't shop there anymore. It's hard. It's complicated. I got a pretty good shampoo. I like my shampoo and conditioner. I like my shower gel. I got my shower gel. And I got my Aveeno face wash. Okay. I got the Aveeno face wash. I like it. Yeah. I will say I do miss my ex-girlfriend's.
Yeah, do you remember skincare? Her lineup?
Oh, her lineup was sick, dude.
Yeah.
I miss her skincare. I miss her lineup. Like when we were dating, like I was with her for like a year, our year and a few months. Her skincare was
sick. Yeah. I miss the lineup. I don't miss her.
Rest in peace.
Well, while we were hanging on Tom Cruise, because I really want to.
This guy loves Tom Cruise.
I want to hear about this. I want to hear.
You're a Cruise guy too?
I mean, like, I'm not.
I love to be in the presence of fellow Cruise people.
I mean, I'm not like.
Just so the listeners know, I just gave Evan a dap.
But yeah, what I'm curious to hear is it's not necessarily a theory, but. What your take on Tom Cruise's connection to black people?
Okay. So I've been thinking about this a lot, and I've been testing it out with different people. I'll talk about it with Cruise fans. I'll talk about it with just black people. I'm talking about it with a lot of different people. Here's my theory. So Scientology. Obviously, not great.
I mean, it's done wonders for him, but yeah it's great. Yeah.
Obviously, clearly doing it. That's the thing. It's like you can say what you want, but it's clearly doing wonders for this man.
It's a hell of a drug.
It's a hell of a drug. Cruise and Scientology, it's kind of sort of like rappers and Nation of Islam.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's a kind of this like weird thing where it's like, why? But also like, maybe it's working. It's like every successful black man goes to Minister Farrakhan about whatever. Yeah. And so like, maybe Cruise feels like Scientology is that for him. It's kind of like white Nation of Islam Scientology. It's like, you know, Nation of Islam people have encouraged members to do Dianetics. So that
Are there any black Scientology members?
There's probably
Will and Jada apparently joined and liked it a little bit.
Right. Yeah. They liked it a little bit.
Completely joined.
Yeah.
But they thought it had good
ideas.
Well,
that tells you something there, you know.
It tells you all you need. It tells you it's the most insane. Will's insane. literally tells you all you need now. Both Will and Jada are nuts. I love them, but they're nuts. And so for me, Cruise has said to Seth Rogen, I don't know if you saw this quote. You see this?
I don't think so.
So Cruise and Rogen, Cruise had been telling Judd Apatow and Seth Rogen to join Scientology.
Okay.
And telling them, hey, like this, I'm telling you it's a good thing, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And so Rogen was like, did Scientology, like, did they make you like jump on Oprah's couch all weirdly? And Cruise was like, man, that was edited out to like make me look bad. They do the same thing to my friend Louis Farrakhan.
My good friend Louis Farrakhan.
Like, which is an insane thing to say. My good friend Louis Farrakhan's nuts. And so. And so that's my thing, right? Also, Cruise and Kanye West with the 106 and Park thing back in 2005.
Oh yeah.
When Cruise
I got a crib right next to where TC lives.
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
Cruise.
That's
Tom
whatever
Cruise.
Whatever she accused.
Yeah. He was just having fun. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
And so
there's a connection there. Yeah.
There's a connection there, and then. Cruise went to a Janet Jackson show recently on his day off. It's like, I'm just going to go to Janet Jackson in Charlotte.
Okay.
In Charlotte, North Carolina. North Carolina.
Right.
This is like, it's not like New York City.
No.
No, it's like a 10-hour.
It's not like Miami or LA. Right, it's like Charlotte, North Carolina.
Like,
I'm going to go like hang out with Janet. And like, he went to like Janet's show. And apparently, apparently they had like a great time, and like Janet posted him on Janet's Instagram, and Janet was like, "My friend Tom, it was great to see you. Always lovely to talk to you." And like,
yo, my man's like on a courting tour right now. Like, he is hunting for tail. He is hunting.
Well, Tom Cruise hunting for tail. I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. You know, that's the age old question.
It's the age old question about Mr. TC.
Okay, some more connections.
Yeah, I just there's something about, and also black people, we don't care about any of his controversies except being entertained by this white man who does insane stuff for us.
Yeah, yeah.
He leaves it all on the screen. I love Cruise. The guy leaves it all on the screen. He's working hard. He does his own fucking stunts. Like, and you can feel that in the theater. Like, when you're watching Mission Impossible, it's like you can feel that in the theater. I think Fallout's one of the greatest movies ever made. No, wait. Yes, Fallout. Yes,
okay,
yes,
okay.
Fallout. That's the one before.
I've only seen 1, 2, and then the Day of Reckoning.
Oh, just the one that just came out.
Yeah,
one is great. I mean, De Palma.
Yeah, one's perfect. I mean, it's De Palma.
Yeah, it's a perfect movie. It's incredible. But I mean, I love Cruise, dude. Just like watching him do his own stunts.
And what he's done for the industry in the last couple of years.
He
I mean,
saved it.
He did. He saved
really
it.
Saved it.
He
man.
Really did.
Yeah, he really saved.
Yeah,
Top Gun Maverick. I mean. Look, you can say what you want about the military shit, but like, man, like it's so much fun, dude.
Yeah, it's a fucking so much it was fun. A ride. Yeah,
yeah, so the whole experience watching it in a theater too.
When Val Kilmer got on the screen, I literally like
you teared up.
Yeah, dude, I was really emotional. Like, I was like, fuck, this is like really affecting. I mean, he's a star, man.
And plus, it's like you can't dismiss all of his art films. You know what I mean? Like before he was even in action,
was a perfect movie.
You know, like, everyone forgets. Maybe nobody forgets. I feel like there's been, like, people have really warmed up. We've really missed him, even though he never went anywhere. But he had to, like, for a while, I think he was really, really sensitive and really, like, down about the fact that he was kind of categorized as this, like, closeted, gay, like, crazy Scientology guy. And he did the right pivot in positioning himself by being, like, I'm the guy who fucking does stunts. And I'm going to make you a Tom Cruise movie every single time. And I will never do another interview. And you will respect me as this guy, which, you know, it's he was operating out of a place of being broken. And maybe a lot of it's kind of, I wouldn't say, I don't know, not the best way about going about it. But,
you know, man had his issues. But, you know how you can tell Tom Cruise and black people are connected? I'm a black person who truly doesn't give a fuck about his issues.
I'm like over here, psychoanalyzing this motherfucker. Like, as long as he's probably jumping from point A to point B.
Like, anti-psychiatry and anti-medicine things, that's also so black.
Funny.
Oh, yeah. That's also so black person, being anti-psychiatry and anti-medicine.
Who was he talking to in that clip where he was like, do you know what Riddle it is? Do you know
Moyer,
what it does
to the brain? Yeah. From NBC, he's like, Matt, you're being glib.
Works. Matt, you don't even, you're glib. You don't even know what Ritalin is.
Or that clip of him where he, like, that guy, like, tries, like, pranking him and spraying water in his face, and he just pulls him over
what
and
are
gives
you doing,
him,
man?
Yeah. It's what like, are you doing? He's not even like, that's like a normal reaction, like what he does. But because it's Tom Cruise and the intensity, like so from his funny. Eyes, it's just like, it's the scariest shit I've ever seen.
Why would you do that? Come here. Why would you do that?
Like, if he had just been like, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, because it's Cruise doing it, it's so weird and scary. He's like, man, why would you do that? You're a jerk, man. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Dude, seriously.
Yeah.
It's just like the intensity in his stare is what really throws
me off. I know.
There's
one time where he said, like, Peter. Where he's this guy, he was like asking him questions about Nicole Kidman for like 60 minutes, Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever the fuck. And he was like, Peter, you're crossing the line, Peter.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Put your manners
back in. Well, I don't remember
it.
I remember seeing it. Yeah. I don't even know where.
It's like, dude, I just think he's just like.
No, he's fucking great.
Weird geniuses like him should be celebrated. He's a fucking star, man. We need more stars. We need more culture, you know?
Like, also, like, talk about skincare. Talk about getting, like, you know, a man who is probably got some of the best work done ever. Because he's, like, what, 61 years old?
Yeah. I mean, he's also, like, I feel like. He's done such a good job of like keeping his life like as private as it could possibly be. So it's not like everybody else where you're constantly seeing photos and you're seeing them like eight. Like, I don't even like really know what he. I couldn't even tell you what he really looks like.
He looked
today.
A little taxidermified in the latest movie. A little bit, you know, filled up.
I thought so too.
Yeah, a little Botox, a little approaching the Uncanny Valley. However, I think, you know, he did the good thing of just doing it, like, just he and Brad Pitt. I don't know who the fuck, like, does their faces.
Brad's the one.
You know, yeah. I mean, yeah. I saw. Did you see him at Wimbledon? I was like, my God.
Yeah. Brad. I mean, Brad's another one who I love. Brad still looks great.
Yeah, Brad. Yeah. You know. Yeah. Just finished. I just watched A River Runs Through It the other night with Brad Pitt. Have you ever seen it?
I've never seen
that.
I've never seen that either. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to connect to my boy Evan in fly fishing.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, I went and I watched that one. But
yeah, I mean, Pitt and Inglourious Basterds. Incredible, you know, Pitt's amazing. He's a great actor. He really is. Burn After Reading, he's incredible. Yeah, Pitt.
Well, going back to ADD, so we just saw your clip with Kareem.
So what's your take?
My take, I got two. First of all, if you're new or atypical, don't even say nothing.
Keep it on the DL.
Keep it on the DL, because in the hood, we don't care about that.
So if you have ADD, never say, I have ADD.
Never say that, nigga. I'll get you shot. What are you talking about?
Subway takes. What is it called? Subway Hot Takes? Yeah, so what? All right.
Shout out to Kareem.
Did you come locked and loaded with takes? Which ones didn't make the cut?
I was going to maybe do a Black People Are the Real Jews.
Okay, all right. Okay. Like also Black Israelite?
Yeah, Black Israelite shit. But Kareem said that he didn't think it was a good idea.
Okay.
And so I'm going to listen to the host.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen to Kareem. You got to work with people here. You
sure.
Know
yeah,
I mean?
Sure.
Yeah, that's
fine. Well, you know, you got to work with people. Here's our platform. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm a guy who has, you know, obviously I don't, I mean,
what if we are, though? That's always the thing.
No one ever asks that. Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's always the thing with me. It's like, obviously, we're not.
Yeah.
And then always, like, there's just always, like, maybe the angel on my shoulder is like, obviously, we're not, Jason. We're just, sure. We just come from Africa. We're just a descendant of the slaves. And then, like, the devil on my shoulder is, but what if we are?
You know,
that was one.
Okay, what's another one?
Another one was, I was going to say Drake has become underrated.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is a little hard to say because he's such a monolith, but right. I was going to say
Drake has become you've been saying this a lot lately. Like, we're not really appreciating the genius of his...
Of celebrity. Like, yeah. Not just that, but also, like, between...
another dab.
not just, like, of celebrity, but, like, between that fucking freestyle he just did.
Yeah.
And his verse on this Travis Scott album.
It's good. It's the best verse on the record.
The amount of voices this guy can do is not something he should be criticized for. He should be we should give him the freedom to do more voices. That's my opinion of Drake. Also, I think back to that fucking show where he got booed off the stage because they thought fucking Frank was going to come out.
Oh, and I forgot. Holy
how
shit,
dare
I forgot
you
about
Drake
that.
For Frank Ocean, yeah. Who doesn't even like to perform.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Was it like, was that yeah. Chicago?
I don't know. I think it was
LA.
Golf.
LA.
It was like
LA. Golf.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think, like, all right, when you say underrated, that's what I think back to, because it's like at that point people thought, it's like, oh, Drake is overrated. It's like, no.
I'm going to boot Drake so I can hear Frank Ocean yeah. not perform. The fuck?
So I'm going to watch an entire vibe the whole entire time. Like,
yeah.
Fuck off. All right, but anyway, continue. All right, so yeah, you're going to say Drake is underrated, but expand
yeah.
on that.
So I've always had a really complex relationship with Drake. When he first came out, I used to hear his music all over. I had a family who was really into Drake. My older brother was really into Drake. So was my cousin. Like, you know. I was always the one with, like, the weirdest taste growing up.
Yeah.
And so I liked him.
Right.
And then Take Care came out, and I just was like, oh, shit, this is, like, actually really dope. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like what he's doing is, like, kind of combining this eccentric Black pop music with, like, his style of really just taking from everyone. He's kind of – Drake is such a rap fan that he's kind of taken from so many different people. People make fun of the fact that he buys all these, like, rap memorabilia, but that's a part of him.
Yeah.
That's a part of his charm. That's a part of his ability to kind of shapeshift, is because he knows he's done his homework so much, and he's studied every single artist in the past.
Right.
Yeah.
This guy agrees. This guy agrees. and so for me, from Take Care to If You're Reading This Is Too Late, I remember being in college and Reading This Is Too Late dropping, like, without anyone even knowing, and I was like, holy shit. I remember just like,
like plans were canceled that night.
Plans were canceled that night. Just, started bumping Drake shit.
Yeah.
Like
no,
in the fucking
that.
Dorm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, I wasn't Who's College guy. I left after like a year and a half, but like and then I just lived in the city. So I mean, but I do remember that, right? Like it was like it was crazy. And then Views to shortly after the Meek Mill thing. I wasn't a huge fan of the Meek Mill thing.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Because I was a Meek guy. Mm-hmm. Sure. I was both a Drake and Meek guy. And I thought Meek was a passionate man. And I thought that Drake was kind of beating Meek by just being good at the internet and just being good at like memes.
Sure.
And that's like not like rap battle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like Meek guy because Meek's such a passionate man. Like Meek was a really good rapper in his prime, you know? Now he's kind of a cornball, but he was a really good rapper in his prime. And so for me, I kind of just drifted away from him a little bit. I was like, I don't like this Drake guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then Harlow came out, and I saw how much Harlow was trying to copy off of Drake and how bad he was compared to Drake.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait. Drake is Drake. I remember being like, ah, yes, that's right. Drake is fucking uber talented, fucking extremely talented, and like...
Yeah.
Fucking incredible. Like, he's a beast. And, like, Search and Rescue, I think, is a terrific song that no one's talking about. I think it sounds great. I know I'm a pitbull, but Dale Mommy, like, what the fuck are you on? Like, I think...
Well, at some point, you're just bored, and you're just like, fuck it. Like, let's see where we can go with it, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, and to me, his ability to kind of take from different places, the other people who take from different places, the shit sounds bad.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean,
he's got incredible musical instincts. Incredible. I mean, I don't know. I'm back on the Drake train. I'm back. I'm absolutely back on it. Lloyd Wise had something really smart to say on Twitter the other day. He said that you should always change your mind about artists. People have accused me of changing my mind about artists too much, which is fair. But you should always kind of...
Yeah.
Think differently about artists as they progress in their careers.
I mean, they don't say
and
the
as
same
you
forever,
progress in like, your life.
Yeah.
And so as I progress in my life, I'm really realizing some of these guys that everyone claimed are like, these guys are unserious. Drake, he's serious. He goes out there for 2 fucking hours, 2 to 3 hours, and he fucking performs, and he loves what he does, and he loves this music shit.
He's gotten better at performing. I didn't go to the shows.
But yeah, okay.
Have you
ever seen Drake perform?
No, I've never seen.
I haven't either.
Yeah, no, I've never seen Champagne Poppy perform.
I saw Summer 16 tour, The Future, and he brought out Derrick Rose.
Oh yeah,
when Derrick Rose just got traded to the Knicks like, in 2016, he brought out D Rose. And yeah, man, it was great. It was terrific.
I've seen clips though. He is getting better. there was a moment though where I was just like, I personally thought like I don't need to go to a Drake show. Like the songs themselves like are, you know, it's like all right, I don't know, like a couple years ago, I think right before all the Nazi shit, Kanye, literal
like I want to drink cyanide poison with Hitler. Before
whatever that was. They did that joint concert on fucking Amazon Prime.
He was sipping for Kim like a fucking loser.
Oh my God, yeah. But you know, Kanye, it's like he's a performer, and you know, that was the first time I was watching that like that show, and I was like, oh, he's kind of aging a little bit. He's a little loose with it. But then Drake comes up and just like plays like his new album, and just like it's like, brother, you have so many fucking hits. Like,
yeah,
you should be doing those right now. But I hear he's doing that like on this tour. But
yeah, I think he's like, starting out with deep cuts and then doing hits.
I mean, that's the
really
way to
funny.
Do it. Yeah, yeah, like that's what you got to do it. But I think all of his antics with like the fucking holographic like sperm, incredible. I think
so weird, incredible.
I think the way he posts online is just perfect. The way he like. He leans into his own type of internet speak, but then in an interview, he's just like, just some guy, you know, like just a gentle soul. And then he's a superstar.
Yeah, he's a star, man.
He's a star.
He's such a star, you know, like.
Well, who was making the observation, maybe it was like Jason or Chris, about like how Drake is no longer competing with like male hip hop artists. He's now like competing with female hip hop artists. Like he's like jealous of like their superstardom.
Like, he's competing with like Madonna or some shit too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like I'm back. I'm back on the Drake train. Like, he's a star, man. The Side Talk video was incredible. It's incredible.
Oh, is that the one? Is that the Bobby Alhoff one? Or is, no, that's the Yachty one.
What's it's the
which video is this?
Side Talk and him went to Starlets. Shout out to the Side Talk homies. Oh, shout out to Jack and
Trent. I'm unfamiliar.
Yeah, Jack and Trent took him to Starlets, which is a strip club in Queens, which is like the main.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the main New York City strip club in Queens.
sure, that's what I'm sure. Yeah,
and so Drake's like, "Yo, we at Starlets. We got you
know,
baby moms."
I'm more of a Pumps guy, but you know.
Well, okay, so. Okay, you know. Can I be honest?
I'm fucking around. I've never been to Pumps.
Oh, you've never been to Pumps? Yeah. Well, Pumps is for like people who white
Bushwick.
People who live in Brooklyn.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Bushwick,
yeah.
Which is like, it's fine.
It's not even full.
Like, Pumps is cool, but like Starlets is like. Motherfuckers be in Starlets. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas be in Starlets. Like, okay. Starlets is like, it's crazy.
Let the record reflect, I've never been to Pumps. I don't know what Starlets is, and I was not like conflating the two, so.
My bad.
No, that's cool. Go ahead.
Pumps isn't even full nudity.
It's not full nudity.
No.
Wow. Got to go all the way out to Tilden for that, brother.
They don't show hole.
Wow.
They don't.
I think they're just like in bikinis.
They're just in bikinis. They're like little like pasties.
Yeah.
That does sound like a little Brooklyn.
Which is the whitest shit ever.
Like, Eric Adams has got to do something about that.
Adams, you listening? You got to do something about that, buddy.
All right, so Drake's up at Starlets. He's having a good time.
Apparently his baby's mother was on the wall at Starlets.
No.
And he's like, baby mom's on the walls over there. I was like, yo, that's so funny. Damn.
That is. That's great.
And then Trent's like, yo, what city has to like, most density of things, and he's like most density of things. He was like the most amount of things in the least amount of space. He's like Denver, which is so
weird.
What? Like, bro, no way.
Dude, it's like, bro, like, I'll take Denver. It to KC.
But like maybe he's right though.
Maybe
I don't know. Dude.
And then he's like, suck my dick, you heard? Nah, it's just he's a star, man.
Yeah, he's been on one, dude. He's like he was in Chicago, just like hanging with the boys, like fucking posting like niche alcohol, like.
Oh yeah, the Malort.
The Malort thing. But you know, another rapper we got to talk about is Travis Scott, because all right, what the album that just came out? What do you think?
I didn't like it.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't like it.
Yeah. I have you wrote that Travis Scott is an ambassador, not an artist.
Yeah. I mean he's
you wrote
like
that. What does that mean? I feel like I'm grilling.
To me, I think what it essentially means to me is that he's not exactly making music; he's making content.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
He's not. He doesn't have features. He has business associates.
Right.
Yeah.
To me, like this album is just like Michael Rubin's Hampton's Party in musical form.
I know.
It's
right?
not.
That's really funny.
It's just, yeah, man. It's just. There's a feeling that it just doesn't have. There's a feeling of like realness and of humanity that's just so missing. Like,
no, he seems like kind of like dead. Like, I don't know. He's like a zombie in a way. Like, this is even like before the whole entire Astroworld shit. I don't know. I always like, I was never really a big Travis Scott fan. He always kind of felt like a cipher for like a certain type of like Mike Dean sound, which has now become a meme. Mm-hmm. Like to the point where I think like, did you watch The Idol?
I did watch.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
I thought they were literally, I didn't know how heavily involved Mike Dean was in the production of that show. Cause I thought they were kind of just making like, a joke at the fact that like all music sounds like fucking Mike Dean now. And I think, like listening to, all right, so today I put on the Travis Scott album just to like, all right, let's hear if it actually does sound like Yeezus. And it's just like, I feel like that specific sound is just, it's just been fucking like pummeled into the ground, and it's just not interesting anymore. And so then when you have like Travis Scott, I have no idea what he's usually talking about on his albums anyway. So I'm just like, like there's just nothing there. There's like no like one-liners.
That's
or
actually
anything.
So true. Like what is he like, actually never ever saying? No, he's never saying anything.
It's like a vibe. Like it's just like
it's just like a bunch of words that he like said and like I don't know. Like it's just like kind of like it's like AI generated. Like,
that's what it sounds. It like sounds AI generative, and like they put like fucking filters of different artists onto the, like the album.
And people are getting hip. People are starting to get hip because Astroworld, I think. Astroworld was kind of fun. I think, at least. It was a little fun. Like, I don't love Astroworld, obviously. Sure. Like, you can't love anything Travis makes. But, like, there's a little bit of a Houston sound on Astroworld.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Astroworld's okay. It's above average at best. And so, like, I thought, you know, you kind of thought that he was maybe getting better at what he was trying to do. And then this is like a complete step back. People are mad, man. Like, people, they're not, they think it sucks. Like, they're not defending it. You know what I mean? Only his stands are defending it. You know, only his like weirdo stands are defending it. Like, I don't know, dude. Like, I and also, like, I want to like Travis Scott. Like, I think monoculture is missing in rap music and hip hop. I do. I think monoculture is missing in all of art. And I want water cooler talk. I, you know, as a guy who's like really into art.
Right.
I can talk about it with whomever. I can talk about it with a stranger on the train.
Right.
But what's missing now is I can't talk about it with, like, my cousin, who's just a casual fan.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I want to be able to talk about it with my cousin.
Yeah.
I want to be able to talk about it with my best friend from growing up, who's just a casual art guy. He's just a finance guy. You know what I mean? And so, like, I want to be able to talk about it with him.
Sure. And I want to talk about, like, new people, too, because it's like, then you're just... Because, like, right now, you know, we're just talking about fucking Cruz and Drake. That's, like, you know what I mean? That's, like... The remnants
the only
of,
people to talk about.
I mean, yeah, but like the remnants of like being a superstar. Like, but yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I feel like Travis Scott was at a point where he almost did become like a superstar, like almost a household name, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Also, can we talk about Astroworld for a second? Can we talk about like the festival and like how
sure, yeah, let's
can we talk about how funny the video is of him just performing while people are dying?
Yeah, I mean, like, in retrospect, I mean, I feel like what
the
happened,
show doesn't stop.
I feel like the funnier video is the one where he's like making it like it's not necessarily an apology, but he's like on he's like holding his head like a couple days later, and he's like, "That was so fucked up." You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I think all the blame that went toward him was, I feel like, unwarranted. However, though,
dude, we gotta tell me how it is.
Well,
no, Evan's right though. You know, it's a Live Nation thing.
It's a Live Nation.
Live Nation's the worst fucking, the most evil company ever.
But I think though, it's like, I think he got like a lot of heat for being like unsympathetic to the fact that people died. And all I got to say is the guy's a celebrity. Like, celebrities don't care. Like, I'm sorry. Like, to them, they are like God walking, and like you are like pawns in their lives, and they don't give a shit if they destroy anything. So like, I don't really blame him for being like a little like sociopathic with it all. And, coming out the other side and making a few more out. I guess this is the first album since the festival.
Yes. It's the first, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. That was wild, though. That was wild. Yeah, yeah. People died. Yeah.
We quickly forgot about it. Yeah,
yeah. That was wild.
Oh, man.
All right, should we get some segments?
Let's get some segments. Yeah,
let's do it.
Shit, you said you had no beef.
No, Dewey Rude. Let's do
Dewey Rude, a segment in which you can address all your haters or anything you're having beef with, any like,
or who are you hating?
Online chat or anything in the culture.
Who am I having beef with? What am I hating? Not as of yet. If you guys had called me a few months ago, something happened on Twitter a few months ago.
What happened?
Or over a year ago, maybe. I had wrote a piece on Mac Miller.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. You do not touch Mac Miller. Yeah, I mean, I don't give a shit, but like, for whatever reason, that guy
looks
like
Mac Miller. This guy loves Mac
brother
Miller.
Brother in arms over here.
No, for me, I never understood the Mac Miller thing. Like, why people are just obsessed with this guy? It's just like some dude. I'm sorry. But like, for whatever reason, he's like sacred to people.
He's sacred. And so like, what happened was, I wrote an article on white rappers and how I felt like Mac, you know, wasn't all that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I had to do the piece over again, I would have maybe...
Doubled down?
Yes, probably. But no. Generally speaking, if I had to do the piece over again, it would have been a little bit less intense.
Okay.
Like, it's a really intense piece.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm, inten- yeah, I'm no, an intense guy.
Yo, yeah, Jason had to get his clicks, dog.
Appreciate you, brother. Yeah, and so basically people went through my Facebook and posted pictures of me hanging out with like white girls.
And they were like,
can we talk about the fact that you hang out with mediocre white girls? And I was like,
that's so funny.
And I was like, I kind of did the Larry David gift because I was like, ah, this is fucked up, but also like, this is absolutely true.
Oh, damn, this
poor and several black women friends of mine, who I love dearly, who are so important to me, were like, yeah, you literally, like, this is not what you really need to understand. Like, this is like, you post a lot of white girls.
And you gotta be like, yo, I work in media.
That's
like,
true. I do work in media. Yeah. No, it's hard, man. And so, and plus, I'm an outgoing guy. You know what I mean? I'm from New York City.
Like, plus, I love white girls. Anybody.
No, I'm comfortable with anybody. You know, and so, I have beef with those people still. Yeah, I will always have beef with those people who went through my Facebook. It's insane to do that. I will always have beef with those people. But as of right now, man, like I'm kind of chilling, dude. Like, yeah, man, I got beef. You know, I'm a Yankees fan. I got beef with the Yankees right now because they fucking stink. I got beef with the Miami Heat because they beat the Knicks in the playoffs.
But we knew that was coming.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you know that's coming if you're a Knicks fan. Yeah, you know that's coming. Yeah, absolutely true. You definitely know that's coming. But yeah, man.
Do you ever so like when you eviscerate someone, right? Whether it be like Gunna or like Travis Scott in a review, do you get like stans in your DMs being like, "Yo, dude, you got to take that back. Like, you don't understand. You don't know what's going on." Like,
depends on the artist.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, but I did get one for Travis. Someone sent some guy who said he liked who loves my writing, sent me like a long message about why I'm wrong about this in the post comments.
Okay.
I didn't read it because, like, bro, I'm not going to read this long ass message. But, yeah, I mean, people, you know, stans are nuts, dude. Like, we live in a world where people insert themselves in the artist's story, and that's part of the deal. So you got to know that it's a tough job. You got to know that if you're going to be a critic.
Yeah. Dude of the week.
Yeah, dude of the week. I feel we rattled off some fellas.
We rattled off some names.
Speaking of Mac Miller, R.I.P. Angus Cloud.
Yeah, absolutely, man. He gave Euphoria, I thought, with hip hop.
He died, man.
You didn't know?
I thought that was a fucking meme.
No, it's not.
Look,
you can't talk. I can't talk about tragedy. In a funny way. However,
can we do one more Bush?
Yeah, we can do another Bush.
Dude of the week thing. Okay, so Bush, there's this video. You definitely seen this one. You've also definitely seen this. There's this video of Bush. Yes.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Evan just did a golf motion. Yeah. Yes. And so Bush is on, like, for all the listeners out there who don't know this video, Bush is at the golf course with his dad, which is hilarious. And he's like talking about terrorist attacks and talking about the war. And I guess there's like reporters at the golf course. And he's just like, we will do whatever we can to stop these terrorist killings in Tel Aviv, in Yemen.
To do everything they can.
And we will do whatever we can to do this and stop these terrorist killings.
Thank you. Now watch this drive.
Now watch this drive. He fucking hits a golf ball. And everyone's like starts clapping. And what a fucking country we live in.
They don't make him like that anymore.
I went to play golf with Sam Hyde a few weeks
ago.
Holy
shit. Yeah. That's the whitest thing ever.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, man, I like golf, dude. I'm a Tiger guy.
Dude, I've never played. Yeah. No, I love Tiger. That's the one sport I've never swung a club.
There's advantages of it, man. Like, you know, there's business advantages of it. There's like, it's a cool sport to play. It's kind of like weirdly like unmasculine, but also very masculine in a weird way.
Sure,
like, it's very like, yeah, like you're not running and jumping, but you're like kind of, it's like, oh, you're on a golf course with your buddies. You're drinking a beer. You're chasing tail. Like, it's like, it's a very like boys night out type of game. I like it. I like golf. Yeah.
Well, you know, I was telling Emilio before,
I'm not good at it.
Because we were talking about like, all right, everything's dead. Like, there's like no, like the monoculture like doesn't exist anymore. Nothing like nothing's popping off. Everything's just a reiteration. They're making Mattel movies. You know, fucking shit sucks. But then golf, the little I know about it, and the fact that the Saudis own it now.
Oh yeah, the Saudis
that's
really
a
do
fact,
own it.
Right?
You know
the
what
Saudis?
I mean? Like, yo, like and the, shit, the, that's why that, I, that's what the, it's getting more casual.
Al-Luwafar, by the way, the Saudis, the Saudis own it.
Yeah. The fits are getting crazier. People are getting a little kooky with
the sport.
You know what I mean? They breathe life into it now. I think that's,
well, that's
take.
The same thing with like soccer. Like fucking Saudis buying up all these teams. Everything. And like, I'm, people are against it. And I'm like,
Succession called that.
The level is getting better. That's all I see.
Yeah. So I mean, look, they're out of oil. What happens
when the oil's out?
They're just infiltrating fucking sports. That's it.
True. Yo, you know what though? Like,
that's the new oil.
When it comes to golf, I tend to just follow what Tiger says and does. But like,
I can't believe he's still playing.
I mean, dude, he's quote unquote. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that guy was awful. I mean, that guy, bro. He,
Tiger. Did you guys watch the Tiger
has lived a very complicated American life.
Yeah,
I love that man so much. Like, I just what a champion, what a fucking champion of the game, and like a real fucking athlete.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I Tiger, love that Tiger doc that came out a couple years ago.
Complicated man, but like I fuck with Tiger so much. Tiger and race is like one of the more interesting things to ever talk about with someone. I like want to interview Tiger as like a. As a black man who knows he's black, unlike Tiger, who's a black man who doesn't know he's black.
Yeah.
I like to like kind of like I would love to like talk to Tiger. Like,
I just love his mindset though. Like now, where he's just like, done it before.
Oh yeah,
I could do it again. You know what I mean? And it's just like,
of course,
Tiger. No, you can't.
Yeah, like, now those back.
That's his mindset's got. I mean, his mindset's. You know, he's a psychopath. There was this one video I saw once where they were asking him, "What's his Mount Rushmore of golf?" Mm-hmm. And he's like, Mount Rushmore of golf. He's like, Jones, Snead, Nicholas, me. It's the greatest thing ever.
Makes sense.
It's like,
makes
that's
sense.
A man who knows he's great. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's the greatest thing ever.
Damn, do the week, Tiger Woods and Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
Yeah, so Tiger Woods, Saudi Prince, Cruz and Drake, George Bush.
Angus Cloud. Who else?
Yeah, you know, on Cloud, man, like he brought Euphoria. I thought he gave Euphoria like a cachet of hip hop. That it needs.
Oh, you're right. It did.
You know what I mean? That kind of like flat affect, that kind of like chill with like the weird sweaters and like the fits. Like to me, like he's the most hip hop character on that show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And like he was his eyes were so expressive. Nomi Fry had a great
eulogy
in New Yorker about how like there was her like his eyes.
Yeah.
So
R.I.P.
man, it's not great. Yeah, it's, whenever you hear something like that, it's sad.
maybe bleep out some of my comments about the.
That's kind of funny.
It's all good. All right. The do's and don'ts.
Yeah,
it's, you know, similar to I wanted to talk about this if we have some time. It's similar to the love and hate list by Dream Baby Press. It's like, what are we doing? What were we not doing? You know, like, for example, I'll start off, you know, do we don't, if you are, or if you're visiting New York and you just got into LaGuardia, you're fucking taking an Uber to your overpriced Airbnb in Williamsburg, and you get your bag out of the car, do not roll that thing. Do not roll it.
No.
I hate the sound of it.
No,
if
don't
you're,
roll it.
Yeah, if you're if you roll it across
also,
the street,
rolling it looks weird in general. Like rolling your suitcase, not carry that shit.
I'm not carry that shit. Yeah.
Carry the shit. If you're in an airport, fine. If you're
also
fucking,
have a duffel, just bring a duffel.
Bring a duffel. The weekend. I don't want to see your checked in bag rolling on the streets of fucking New York.
It looks weird. That's not New York. It doesn't look New York.
No. That's
a good one. All right.
Yeah, it doesn't look New York.
What about you? What's been on your mind? Do we don't listen to Big Sean's music?
We do not listen to Big Sean.
You know, I'm actually I'm just going off of the
Big
list.
Sean did a song with this white rapper I toured with once.
Oh really?
This guy Quinn. I guess he's not rapper.
Quinn 92.
He's a guy from Detroit. He's not like
a sleeper artist, like, because it's like he rakes in a lot of money. But
I thought you were
going to
say, by the way, this white guy toured with Eminem.
No, dude. They did a fucking
Detroit
song about like Detroit or something.
Yeah. No, I remember I was reading that list that you put out. how you hate Big Sean's music. And weirdly, I've been coming around to it in a nostalgic way.
Ass.
I mean, it's so funny. It's like, it's comedy music. It's comedy. Also, Mercy.
Okay.
When's the last time you listened to Mercy?
Recently, actually.
Yeah. It's
like, I mean, the 2 Chainz versus Great.
Oh, my God.
Like, those dad jokes on the 2 Chainz versus Great.
It's incredible. Yeah. But, explain your hate for Big Sean.
I think if he thought of himself as a joke, it would make more sense.
Sure.
Right.
But he thinks that he can really, really rap.
Oh, he's like a serious artist.
Yeah, he thinks he's like kind of a serious rapper, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's like, fam,
you're
a clown, dude.
Yeah.
Like, your voice, it's like, there's nothing about him that's
good. God.
Oh, God. There's nothing about him that's like distinct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not a Sean guy.
Okay.
I don't think he's like, here's why I'm not a Sean guy. He can like, quote unquote, rap and quote unquote, make music.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just like not distinct.
Yeah.
And not being distinct is the worst thing you can have as an artist. He's just like, not a Sean guy. I mean, that Dream Baby press list, there's things I would probably change about it at this point, but I do love that list. I think I put like Mike Tyson in there, who I'm obsessed with. Obsessed with Mike Tyson. On my loves list. I'm obsessed with Mike Tyson. Finelli's. I put Finelli's on the love list. I think on the hate list, I put like coconut water.
Oh, I absolutely hate coconut water.
Yeah, it's terrible. It tastes
like
nasty.
fucking like stale piss. Yeah, it's like, shit. Not just like fresh piss, stale piss.
Tastes like shit. The only people who like it are like fitness freaks, fucking weirdo fitness freaks. Like, yeah, it tastes like shit, dude.
You also put Harry Styles' music on there, which I agree
also
with that.
Harry Styles.
But shout out to his sister, who is a follower of the page.
Oh, really?
We would welcome you to come on
Jemima,
the pod. Jemima? Yeah. No, it's Gemma.
Gemma.
Wait, Gemma Styles?
Gemma Styles, yeah. Gemma Styles.
I mean, look, I like your brother in Dunkirk.
Yeah.
Just not his music.
I like Harry Styles in the one... I mean, like, not like him, but, like, I think him being, like... put into a time capsule as One Direction's fine. Like, no beef there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I everyone's just who says his music just like is good. I just don't hear it. It sounds AI generative.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's
also like it's another guy who's like trying to be like maybe gay, but like you're clearly not gay.
Yeah.
It's like, fine, bro, just be straight. It's weird.
But yeah, any other Dewey do's and Dewey don'ts? What about you, Emilio? Anything?
Dude, I got nothing.
You got nothing? Well, I guess we could just fucking close it off.
Like, don't root for the Chiefs. Don't root for the Broncos. Yeah, fuck the Broncos. I was never a Broncos guy.
You know, when did that rivalry become like a big thing? I always thought it was the Raiders and the Chiefs or like the.
I think it became huge when the Broncos got Peyton Manning.
Oh, yeah, okay,
remember,
okay.
Like, the Broncos got Peyton Manning and the Chiefs had Alex Smith, and they were starting to get a lot better.
Yeah, and just the closeness of, like, I guess it's, like, the only two cities in that, like, in the Midwest that kind of, like, matter, I guess.
I always hate the Broncos. I'm a Steelers fan.
Steelers,
so
all right.
When the Steelers would play the Broncos, we had a player who had, like, sickle cell trait.
Mm-hmm.
And so he couldn't play in Denver because of the altitude.
And
we would always lose because he was like a really good player. Yeah. Ryan Clark, who's now on ESPN talking about football. Like, he was a really good player. So we would lose because he wasn't on the team. And I just think, like, I hate Russell Wilson because I'm a future fan. And, like, I don't know. I was never a Broncos guy.
Yeah.
So,
no, yeah, I never yeah, been a Broncos
so
go, guy.
So, yeah, so you side with Drake in his commentary on Denver, right?
What
that it's, I don't know about that.
Wait, didn't what did he say at Starlets? He said something about Denver.
He said, he said that Denver has the most density of tings, so the most amount of tings in the least amount of space.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That's a good
thing.
It's a
good
thing.
It's a good thing.
I don't believe him.
Yeah, I don't believe that either.
I don't believe him.
I've been to Denver a lot.
Also, Toronto's a small city. He should have just said Toronto.
Toronto's like smaller. Yeah.
Toronto's like small as fuck.
Yeah, it's like so condensed. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Jason, thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you for
fun.
Having me. Yeah, man. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Last question.
Oh, shit.
Not Michael Jordan. Favorite Bulls player ever.
I'm a Knicks fan.
But you
have Bulls. I do have a Bulls jersey on, and it's Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
I mean, I've watched The Last Dance like 5 times.
Oh, same.
Oh, I've been meaning to
that
like rewatch
through,
it.
That got me through heavy depression.
I mean, dude, I mean, dude, MJ in The Last Dance is amazing. Life. He's amazing. Yeah, yeah. I'm a Jordan guy. I'm a Jordan guy. Yeah. I think LeBron's the greatest player of all time, but I'm more of a Jordan person.
Yeah.
Like, I connect with Jordan a little bit more than LeBron.
For sure, yeah.
There's something about LeBron that's very, like, Midwestern boy. Like, yeah. Very,
I get that. He's kind of dad-like.
Yeah, he's kind of dad-like, and, like, you know what I mean? It's a little, like...
He's not, like, a true alpha, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's a little, like, goofy, and, like, Taco Tuesday, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there's a little bit psychotic. Something a little bit psycho about Jordan, too, that I like.
Jordan
the mentality.
Like, Jordan Cruz. Like,
Yeah, exactly.
Jordan is like, he's just some fucking, he's just like, this is all this is. You know what I mean? Like,
but I get it. It's harder to dominate in the sport like nowadays. But.
Yeah. I mean, LeBron's also a psycho in his own right. Like, that play against Dylan Brooks when he drove the paint and then he like hit the and one, he starts just like fucking yelling. Yeah. And it's like, okay, this is a man who loves what he does. At 38, I'm just like fucking yelling. Like, this is like a man who yells, who like loves basketball. But no, I'm wearing a Dennis Rodman jersey.
Rodman, cool, man.
Rodman was a genius, man. Yeah. Like,
he was just recently in the news for something.
North Korea shit again? No,
it wasn't North Korea. Maybe it was like some woman he's dating or some shit.
Oh, really? I mean, sure. Look it up. Dude, mm-hmm.
It was something really weird.
Yeah.
But that's it.
That's it. Okay. Thanks again, everybody. Until next time.